new addition to the Neighborhood News Service. Okay, and for those who are not aware of who Neighborhood News Service is, they are our community partnership that comes in and gives us updates on different things that are happening throughout the community bi-weekly. And Ms. Demia, you are new to the Neighborhood News team,
yes.
And you have a story that you've written.
Yes, a story I contributed to. It was myself along with other members of Neighborhood News Services. And what we did was we went out and spoke to different, a cross-section of the community as it relates to reckless driving, because as we all know, reckless driving is a major issue in our city.
Mm-hmm.
So
major.
Yes, it's scary driving.
It is.
We talk about it all the time on this show.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, that's a perfect opportunity for giving my public service announcement.
Well, let's just enlighten Ms. Demia on, yes, like Dennis mentioned, we do cover more than, oh my God, more news stories on car crashes or reckless driving than any other news story we've ever covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So leading up to that, Dennis always gives his PSA
which
to our
means
community.
That if you can hear my voice,
uh-huh,
and you're driving in your car, look at your speedometer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're driving too fast, just slow down.
That's it.
You can save
mm-hmm
someone's life,
mm-hmm,
maybe even your own.
Maybe even your own.
So that
all
was
right
simple.
Yes.
So let's get back to the story.
So I interviewed a man by the name of Richard Gilbert,
mm-hmm,
who is a Milwaukee County Transit bus driver.
Okay.
And on top of that, he was personally affected. His wife lost her sister
really
to reckless driving,
okay,
just 2 years ago, mm-hmm, October of 2017. She was killed, and not only was it a reckless driver, it was a reckless driver in a stolen vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this was at 8-something in the morning when this occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So he was personally affected, mm-hmm, as well by reckless driving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is definitely a crisis in the city, you know,
mm-hmm,
and where, again, we have so many people who we can't even believe how many people or understand how many people are being affected by this, whether it's someone like the two young boys who got ran over,
mm-hmm,
a couple of weeks ago, the two young ladies who were killed because someone ran them over. But then how many times people get hit and we don't even hear about,
mm-hmm,
it, you know?
Exactly.
I remember we had a young lady in here who worked for the ER.
Yes.
At Frederick, and she just talked about how much trauma she sees, you know, from people who are being run over by cars, having to get amputated, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the other things that you uncovered when we talk about this issue of reckless driving?
And as far as some of the things that were uncovered the opinions are varied on what should occur.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, on our website today, Tyrone P. Dumas actually submitted a community opinion piece, and he lists 10 things that he thinks should occur.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of those things?
One of the things was actually if a person is pulled over and they're without a license, or if they're driving recklessly, period,
mm-hmm,
their car should be impounded for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that he said, along, of course, with a fine. And, of course, if they didn't have a license at all, he wants to close that loophole where people can buy vehicles,
mm-hmm,
without a license.
Right.
That was another thing that he suggested. So that's really, he had a lot of good information. It was a very heartfelt, gut-wrenching piece, actually, that he submitted. But yeah, we definitely have to do something.
So, but the basis of the article that you've written,
mm-hmm,
is the opinions of different people from the community, right?
Yes.
So, what were some of the other suggestions or just views that people had as it pertains to reckless driving?
Some people believe that the street should be narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most believe that there should be traffic cameras at red lights. They believe red light running was,
mm-hmm,
across the board,
yeah,
for the majority, mm-hmm, of individuals, which I'm sure that you guys see that every day. I know, mm-hmm, I see it every day. We live in a hot spot. We stay right off of Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of that, there have been accidents in the same locations. It's just very, it's crazy, Dennis. You know, the Sherman and Fond du Lac, the Capitol in Fond du Lac, 27th and Center Street.
Yeah.
I see more accidents over there than any in the same exact spot.
But again, what do they have what do they have in common? They're high traffic
areas. They're high traffic areas.
And you have multiple things happening as far as stoplights and people crossing the street and, you know, intersections. Going, you know, crossing one another,
and people are just not watching.
And people are just going
like you
crazy.
Always mentioned that some of these accidents can be prevented.
Most of them. So, did you get in? So, what were some of the other preventive things that people were suggesting?
I mean, the main thing that most people wanted, and this was a good cross section. I mean, one of the youngest people was 18 years old that commented, you know, still a student, and of course is concerned about her safety every day. But the biggest thing is people just want more enforcement, you know, right now, the way that the laws are set up.
Okay.
It's just hard for most. Most people want the hammer to come down on people who are doing this.
Yeah.
Well, the hammer is coming down, unfortunately, and it's messed up because what happens is that, you know, a few people start to do something really bad. And then it turns into a hot topic, an issue that everyone's looking at. And then it makes it bad for everybody, for people who just may have a genuine accident or something like that. But it gives them justification to create stiffer penalties. And, you know, overall it becomes a bad situation for everyone because now you have more people who are going to be, just like the young man who actually hit the 4-year-old and 6-year-old, that young a little boy, who he turned himself in the next day, and he actually left the scene because he was afraid.
Are you talking about the one on Tatonia and Flores?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not the one on Center Street.
Not the one on Center Street.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, he actually left the scene because he was afraid. Yeah. You know, people who have lost their lives for accidents. But again, after he got to a place where he knew he was safe, he went back and turned himself in and let them know what he did. Yeah. He's facing 37 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So they are looking, they are making the penalty stiff. I said, man, it didn't help that you hit them on the day that they were laying the young girls to rest.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah,
yep. So people are calling for tougher penalties, and unfortunately for a lot of young people or people who find themselves in these reckless driving situations, they're going to be going to jail for a long time if they are driving reckless.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I think on one hand, you have to have, you know, stiffer penalties. But on the other hand, I think things are a case-by-case basis as well. What was the intent? To me, if you're speeding and you are, you know, you're in a vehicle that weighs, what, maybe like a ton, ton and a half. If you're doing 90 down Fond du Lac, you know that's reckless.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's just...
Yeah, that's like attempted murder.
That's out of control.
Yeah.
You know? And it is intent.
Yeah, it's intent.
Yeah.
Because if you hit me with a car driving 90 miles an hour down Fond du Lac, is that really an accident?
Right.
No.
No, I think you did it on purpose if you driving that fast. Because the likelihood of you hurting someone
is very high.
It's very high.
And, and killing yourself.
Yeah, or somebody around you. So that those are not accidents to me. Those are things that are preventable.
That's
You know, so, but again, this is a conversation that we've been having consistently on this radio show with just, you know, making sure that people are aware that they're driving defensively, that when the light turns green, you stop.
Yeah, don't go.
You know,
do the opposite.
You know, but there is a public meeting, I believe it's on Monday,
okay,
about the reckless driving.
Good.
I want to say it's South Division, but don't quote me. I have to look again. But there is a public meeting where people can come and weigh in on.
It's interesting because we see a lot of the reckless driving on the north side because that's predominantly where we are. But they say it's really bad on the south side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
My God.
I mean, I think the other component to reckless driving that some people may not consider, imagine how much more stressful your life has become because of reckless driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stress, that fight or flight response every day, you have to be so hyper vigilant and aware all the time, no matter how good of a driver you may be personally.
Very true.
The fact that you have to now look for people hitting you from the back, from speeding, people passing you, not just on the right, passing you in the turning lane, using the left lane to run red lights.
Yeah. And even with that being said, you know, when you're doing the defensive driving, now the defensive driving, you doing defensive driving, it can turn into road rage.
Exactly.
You know, the 13-year-old baby that was shot on Capitol in Fond du Lac, that was due to reckless driving. Yeah. Road rage.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you also have to watch out for
the mother who was killed while she was teaching her son how to drive.
So it's kind of like you have
So again, we thank you for writing this story. This is very important, you know, for people who want to follow up and learn more about the story that you wrote. Again, let people know who you are and where they can find this story at.
Well, I'm Demia Causey, new with Neighborhood News Services. You can find the pieces that we've written extensively at MilwaukeeNNS.org. Spell Milwaukee completely, MilwaukeeNNS.org. And please follow Neighborhood News Services.
All right, and welcome to the crew as well. All right, look forward to having you back on, okay?
Thank you.
All right, y'all, in the meantime, keep it locked in 1560 WGOB 96.1 FM. Keep it here.
You're listening to the WGLB Morning Mix with Sister Soraya and Brother Dennis Walden on WGLB AM 1560 and 96.1 FM. Tune in to the Morning Mix.